the kind you wear a tie. Button up from 9 to 5. I tried that life but said goodbye. I'm not always polite, but I get the job done. Who says the work can never be fun? I'm simply unprofessional. Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Unprofessional. I'm your host, Webby. Joining me tonight, we got Austin. Listen, that's part of the intro song, okay? God damn it, I'm Austin. And we got Devin, who may or may not be right here. He did take a phone call right before I started. But he'll pop in.
He'll pop up.
Now, I gotta say, listening to that intro music, I don't get sick of it. Like, is that bad for me to say that? I know this is like essentially my show and everything, but damn, Ross did a real good job on the intro music for this show.
Right. There's a lot of reasons to not get sick of it. Ready?
Man, I love it.
I don't think it's bad if you don't get sick of it.
So. Before we get into what this episode is going to be about this week, we're going to get a little housekeeping out of the way. Mm-hmm. Austin, we have anniversary stream coming up at the end of the month, I believe.
Are you kidding me?
I don't actually know what date it is. I was hoping you'd actually know all these things. I think it's the 30th.
Yeah.
And, leading up to that, we have a contest that's starting or has started.
It started today, I think.
Okay. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this contest?
Yeah.
Good.
So, I'm not sure of the link off the top of my head because it's kind of long.
I have it pulled up. I will put it in the little note thing.
Show notes
underneath the description here of the podcast. So feel free to check that out.
Yeah, you guys check the jump for the link. And we're using a site right now that's kind of tracks that will track. All right, let me start over. Pause. Here we go. We're holding a contest, guys. If you guys want to play an RPG game with us, you got to participate in the contest. There's also posters up for grabs and a shirt. So there's going to be three winners.
And these are special, essentially a special one-of-a-kind fifth anniversary shirt and poster.
Yep. Yeah. They probably won't be sold after this. I don't know that they will be sold or not. I don't know. John has that stuff. If they'll be sold, I'm sure John will let you know.
Yeah.
But there's going to be three winners. Top winner gets to play in an RPG game with us of their choosing. The system, they can, I think with discretion, they can pick almost any of us to play with them.
Okay.
And I think they get to pick who runs the game. I'm not sure about that part yet. We'll let you know next Tavern Talk, I guess.
You mean Simply Unprofessional?
Fuck.
You've been on here. And I've been doing this for over 100 episodes now, Austin, since we've changed the name, and you still fuck up this name. Shit. God damn it.
Okay, so...
continue.
Grand prize winner gets to pick all that stuff, and then they get to play in it. They also get a t-shirt and a poster. Second place also gets to play in the game with us, but they don't get a t-shirt, they just get a poster.
And they don't have any say in the game system or anything? That's the grand prize person?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the grand prize.
Okay.
Yeah. And our community of people that we have are pretty good, so I'm sure that they'll at least ask about what the other people want. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Either way.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, and then third place also gets a spot in the RPG, and I'm pretty sure they get a poster also. Don't hold me to that one.
Okay, but it's just the grand prize winner is the one who gets the poster and the shirt,
mm-hmm.
and gets to make essentially the decision-making process via the RPG.
Yes, gotcha. And the way you get entries, you can gain multiple entries into this. If you follow this link, there's essentially links to our Facebook, to our Twitch, and to Twitter. And I think you get an entry for each one that you go visit and follow.
What about Instagram?
I'm not sure if there's an Instagram. Hang on, let me check the link real quick.
There should be one for all social medias.
The reason, you're right, Webby, the reason there isn't is because I don't think we had enough slots on the on Gleam. Gleam is the thing that we're using, the program that we're using to.
Okay.
And while you're looking that up, I'm going to ask Webby a very important question. Webby, you're a part of the fan game, right?
Of which fan game?
The one that we're talking about.
I don't know. I okay, so on the sign-up sheet, that's going to be completely up to whoever wins. Apparently, whoever wins this contest gets to decide essentially who's going to DM it, what system's going to be run, and who other players are, you know, which of the cast are going to be in it. So on the sign-up sheet for the schedule, I just put myself in that slot if needed or requested.
Yeah, that's what I did too. I just put if needed. But so what if Kurt wins grand prize and says we're gonna play that Star Wars game that you played before? Selects you.
I mean, it selects me as just a player or as the DM?
A player.
Oh, as a player? Yeah, whatever. I'll suck it up for, you know, for the contest.
As a DM?
I know nothing about that game. I'll be like, you know what, make a roll. And then they'll make a roll, and I'll be like, that fucking looks good. And then Kurt will start laughing because he'll be like, dude, that's like a critical failure. I was like, I don't know. I see a bunch of little explosion icons on the dice. It looks cool. I say you win. See, that's a tough one. I would have to say that it should at least be a system that we're familiar with.
I don't know what exactly the stipulations are on that. From what I understand, they get to pick the system and everything. So,
yeah.
But the thing is, the contest ends on the 23rd, so we will have a week to prep.
Yeah.
And it looks like I'm on the page now. It looks like you can get a entry for going to Facebook,
Distractions Media on Facebook.
Yeah. Yep. And going to Twitch and YouTube and Twitter. And all of these are Distractions Media's Facebook, the Distractions Media Twitch account, Distractions Media YouTube, and Distractions MP on Twitter.
Yeah.
You can get entries for all of those.
Yeah. Now, we as Distractions Media members aren't allowed to enter, correct?
I don't think so, okay. But I don't remember it being ever being said.
All right. So there you go. I mean, essentially, that's some housekeeping out of the way. It's a little bit about the contest that's coming up that ends the 23rd. The stream itself is on the 30th. It goes from noon Eastern until midnight Eastern Standard Time. I'm not sure as to the time slot for the contest game. I'll have to get back to you probably next week's episode. I will put that link for the entries into the show notes at the bottom, wherever the little download button is, look down below where the description is and go click on that little link. All right. So Devin, we heard you're back, right?
5 o'clock Webby, yep. Is the RPG one shot.
Okay. So 5 o'clock Eastern time is the, RPG one shot with the fans. So this week, guys, I found a set of questions. Now, these are essentially, it's listed as warm-up role-playing questions for players. So I'm going to have you guys pick a specific character that you guys play, and these questions are going to be essentially directed towards those characters.
What if you pick the characters for each question? Because we have so many.
What I was going to do is, in addition to your guys's, you know, answering questions for just essentially the one character each, I was going to say, because I'm not going to be answering these questions unless if a question that I ask is particularly interesting to you and you want to know about either a character that I play, what they would answer, or an NPC that I control, what they would answer, just ask me to answer that via that character.
Well, let me get a notebook then. Because I DM a couple games for you.
True statement. So, like, for instance, if I ask, you know, if I ask a question, you guys answer it, and then you guys turn around and say, oh, you know, what would the answer be for Thorn? You know, Thorn is somebody that I play in Austin's home game. He's a little mouse folk character that I made, and I'll answer to the best of my ability. So, Devin, I'm going to give you your reign of who you'd want to answer these questions for. I will say they are pretty much D&D based. Devin's gone again, folks.
No, I'm here. I was waiting for you to start naming out people.
Oh, I'm giving. It's your choice.
I thought you had a list of my character that you wanted me to like pick one.
Nope. It's just whoever you want to pick one for. I'm leaving that up to you guys. Like, if you want to answer.
Did you say Austin?
Yeah, he wants to know who you're asking, which character you're going to answer these for.
I feel like Talon's the obvious choice.
I mean, give me Talon, or it could be whatever the fuck his name is.
Corbin.
It could be Pow. Even though nobody knows who Pow is right now.
Bam Bam Poppy Seed.
I mean, Pow's been on more recent episodes than Corbin.
True. True statement.
And all of them have been on more recent episodes than Bam Bam.
Bam Bam lives in our hearts.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Talon.
You can go with Talon, I do Tez.
Okay. And then again, if you guys, if a particular question piques your interest and you want to know about one of the NPCs, how they would answer it, or one of my characters, feel free to just ask me to answer it as well. Otherwise, I'm just going to be asking these questions. And I'm not going to ask all of them. This is a very long list, but we will get through what we can. I am going to write down which numbers I did ask, though, so I can kind of keep track. All right. Austin.
Mm-hmm.
In distractions, since both of you are playing your or answering for your distractions characters, who in the party would your character trust the most with their life?
In the party, right?
Yeah, your party.
Trip.
Wow. Okay. I didn't expect that answer, but
you want me now?
Same yes, sir. Question. Same question.
See, I would say Trip, but we also have that worked out with his brother.
Oh fuck! Oh man.
I say Zidane or Tusk. One of the two.
Is Tusk in the party?
Tusk is part of your party, yes.
No. I have my answer.
No, Austin, Talon, you've already answered.
I have my official answer on the books.
Yes.
But it's canon. I have a recipe for really strong wine on me.
Okay. Well, Fritzl's technically not part of the party. He's one of the...
Okay. He was for a very long period of time.
Well, it's not so much that he's part of the party. He is...
He is the driver.
He is a...
He is our driver.
Yeah.
But see, is Pharaoh part of the party? Like, is Delarin part of the party?
Because they are no longer adventuring with you.
So Fritzl's not either.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm saying.
The only reason
Tusk isn't or wasn't on that last mission was because she was recovering.
Hold on. Fritzl is technically on a ship. He is captain of a ship that is half owned by a member of our party.
That does not make him part of your party, though. That makes him like
he's
paying him. Makes him essentially a co-worker.
Astonis is paying him.
Now, with those stipulations, it would be Tusk. But I'm fucking keeping his trip. What's Tusk gonna do to me? She's not real.
Oh, I'm writing a note down now.
No, she didn't hear that.
Tusk can read minds. Yep. Tusk, canon. Tusk listens to Simply Unprofessional.
I mean, she would. But unfortunately, she's not in Russia, so.
That's true statement.
The Russia and the Feywild; those are the two places we're trying to get, man.
I honestly could see Tez's
in that pesky seventh ring of hell. Like we're trying to get the seventh ring. We got all the other ones.
I could honestly see Tez's answer being Zidane because of his connection with the Feywild and Fey creatures.
It would be Zidane 100%.
Nice.
Like I said, it would be Trip. We all saw how that went. Brenna has too many traveling restrictions. Like, I'll save you if I don't have to fly. Like, you know. Yeah.
All right.
My reasoning behind it was Brenna pretty much, it depends on the day whether she likes Talon or not.
Fair.
Tez kind of just met Tez, and, like, I don't think that he would go out of his way to fuck me over, but I don't know him well enough to put my life in his hands yet.
Smart man.
Astonis, is that a question? Like he's gone as soon as his ass is in the fire. So,
I mean, to be fair, Astonis, he will come to where you are being held.
Mm-hmm.
So when you die, he can get your shit.
Yes.
He would not show up to save you.
Yeah.
He'd show up in time to watch you die and then loot the body.
He's like, "I'm coming to save you." Oh damn, I was like second too late. Oh well, why I'm here.
All these swords.
Let's cast Major Image over here to draw attention and Mage Hand loot.
Major Image and Mage Hand your
Mage
body.
Hand loot Talon's body.
Your entire body to hold the whole body into a bag of holding.
You can sell his organs on the
like Talon's scooter sticking out this bag of holding.
Jesus.
And then he just Mary Poppins away.
All right, next question, Talon. If your character was not an adventurer, what livelihood would they lead?
Like, what would he do?
Yeah, what profession would he have? What would he do with his life?
I got kind of two answers here. One, he'd either be like a god, which me and Colin talked about this at the beginning of Talon was gonna be a god to like the surrounding forests around Cairn. And I kind of went against that. But I think that makes sense for him to be a god. So he would either do that, or in all reality, he would probably be some kind of like jester or something like that. Like a comedian type, like bardish, but with comedy.
Okay. What about Tez?
Tez would probably be some combination of a farmer and a veterinarian, if you will.
Okay. Working with animals.
Yeah, working with animals.
All right. This one's a good one.
I have a question for you real quick, Webby.
Okay.
As a DM, how would you rule a player who got in the shit and decided to jump in his own bag of holding?
He go.
He's going to die.
It's like, whoop, I'm in my bag of holding.
It literally states that a living creature can't survive very long in there. And if you jump in your own bag of holding, there'd be no one there to pull you out.
What if you kept your arm on the outside of the bag of holding? Or you tied a rope to your arm in the bag of outside of the bag of holding? You jump in until the people chasing you have left, and you climb back out.
If your arm is hanging out of it.
No. Like, you have a rope. Like, a rope. A rope's in the bag of holding, tied to a tree or something. You pull yourself back out.
I don't know if that would work.
If I had a bad guy running by and they just saw this rope coming out of this bag and it was tied off to something, they would probably cut the rope and take the bag.
Would they?
Would you do that if you were chasing somebody, maybe? If you were chasing somebody to kill him and you seen a bag with a rope hanging out, would you stop and get the bag, or would you chase
them? In a D&D world where things like that do exist, probably.
But also, it could be a trap. You could set off a trap. It could be like the back could explode.
I guess it would also depend on how many people are chasing. Like how many enemies there were. I mean, if there's only one
inside of a bag of holding.
No.
So
that's the thing: is the second a living being goes inside of a bag of holding, they begin to suffocate, and you can only hold your breath for so long.
Around with a bag of holding. New character idea. I have a bag of holding, and I just have like a drawstring in the bag. I put it over people's heads and just pull it tight, and choke people out like that.
I mean,
make a grapple check with the bag of holding.
Yeah, you could.
New character idea on the spot.
No, you legit could shove people into a bag of holding and kill them. It's just a matter of they're able to hold their breath for X amount of turns. So as long as you can maintain the bag of holding over their head, sure, they'd die.
I wonder if you let go of the rope though while you're in the bag. I wonder what would happen.
I don't know. These are all things that maybe you guys should just try. Let's just have you guys test these things out. All right. Number 5. Let's see. We're going to start with Tez this time. Does your character have any biases for or against certain races?
Yes.
Pixies, that's correct. I knew that one.
And I don't know why I've done nothing to them.
Yeah.
It is what it is now. And now we got to fight.
Do you think that's ever going to come up in character?
I don't know.
Like with the party?
Maybe.
About pixies?
Yeah. About Tez's hatred and ongoing war with pixies.
I mean I've said it a few times. In the job. You're like, yeah, I'll save anybody. Except for the damn pixies. Damn pixies.
Damn
pixies will never get me.
I'm waiting for Talon to get like the summon fey creature thing, and then he's gonna summon some pixies, and then the pixies are just gonna see Tez and immediately start attacking Tez.
Okay, first off, if he summons pixies, I have a problem because the only reason why the whole war against pixies started was because
you're not allowed to summon pixies.
So I'm not allowed to summon pixies. That was the whole reason why we started the war.
Pixies are OP in the wrong hands.
Well, the thing with summon, like, fey beings or whatever, is the DM gets to pick.
No, I know. But I was, like, saying, like...
Oh, but if he let me...
He barred pixies, and I was like, well, that makes no sense. It's a theory I could put. So I was like, he's like, right, but how about...
Devin is so robotic right now for me.
Your voice is a transformer.
It really is.
It turned into a fan.
You sounded like it there for a moment.
I'm sure I.
Yep, you cut off.
Yeah, you sound like Bumblebee. He gone. Already.
So yeah, listeners, Devin, Tez is not allowed to summon pixies. It's part of his backstory. It's nothing against Devin, not at all. Cough, cough, wink, wink. Talon, does your character have any biases for or against other races?
Discord has been ass recently.
It's very true. It's a true statement.
Against races? Absolutely not. anymore. He used to have problems with orcs, but he's not anymore.
So he's BFF was he's BFFs with all orcs now?
No.
Oh, okay.
He just they are on it. He hates them all equally now. Like
all right.
As he hates them just as much as he hates any race.
Gotcha. You're an or equal opportunity hater.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. So you're like me and Devin in real life.
Yeah, all right.
We fucking hate everybody equally.
Yeah.
Now,
Talon's pretty happy-go-lucky. I don't think he likes all races the same now. You got to be a dick to get up to for him not to like you.
Fair,
bastard.
Mm-hmm.
What about for Thorn?
For Thorn,
cats. Mm-hmm. Hates cats.
In game, no. I will say in game he does have an ongoing kind of initial negative reaction towards Tabaxis.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
I don't remember who the player was who was controlling that Tabaxi that time, but it was my first time ever meeting them, and I literally ran up them and smacked them in the face just to establish dominance. Other than that,
what about birds?
Nah, I mean he plays about having issues with like Jeffrey, which is Gambit's mm-hmm. Gambit's owl. He doesn't really have a problem with Gambit's owl, or really any other birds. I mean anything that tries to eat him, he'll have a problem with, but he doesn't hold that against all of that particular race.
So you're indifferent with Tabaxi, but you don't hate him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I'll still work with them and for them and whatever. I'm not going to, you know, deny them services due to their race. Honestly, I don't think there's anything, any other type of race that he would really, he has a problem with. He'll work with anybody.
Okay.
So. Let's see. This one's a good one. We'll start with Tez again. Although Tez, you might have a hard time answering this one. If you want to dip into any type of background into your backstory or whatever, that's fine. What battle in the campaign has been most memorable to your character?
Battle against Jason.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Fair. Yeah, you got to pull the black card.
Yes.
All right. What about you? What about Talon?
Most memorable battle. The first Canis battle.
Okay.
I think that meant. Oh, maybe the orc battle. No, the orc battle would probably be the biggest to Talon. Because he killed the orc that killed his. His mother?
Yeah. Or did he?
What?
Anyway, wait. Moving on.
I need that spell. Do you have summon greater planar ally or something, Devin? Summon planar ally?
Atticus did.
Damn it.
Atticus for sure did. Brother.
I did. I used it to save your brother. I tried to.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Try to summon my mom next time.
We'll do this one. Tez, has your character ever been in love?
Yes.
Your character is technically over 100 years old, so.
Yes, he has been in love.
Do you want to divulge with whom?
Maybe still is. He had relations prior to I guess his being part of a group with a very nice elven woman. It was a short-lived romance.
But, I mean, I guess technically it'd be... he definitely had feelings for Liliana. Whether or not they were returned, the world may never know. But they were there.
All right. What about Talon?
Yeah, I mean, 100% yes. No. But we were... Webby had told us we could redo some backstory stuff, and I'd always planned on putting in a love interest for Talon. I think I've talked to you a little bit about it, Webby.
Mm-hmm. I like to think that Talon got divorced, and he just constantly has to pay spousal support.
That's why he never has gold to help out.
Like every time he finishes a mission, you're just like, I'm going to take 20% of that.
Yo, Talon, you chipping in for this? Nah, man, it's that time of the month again.
Are you coming back to camp? Can you take the alimony check to, like, my...
That's what Tannen's side mission is, delivering my child support.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
I'm saying... Talon might be in love right now.
Might what?
Oh yeah, might be in love right now.
Oh yeah?
But it's kind of a little early still, so we'll see.
Alright.
He's like, oh, he's clingy.
He's clingy. Oh, yeah. Talon, you move awfully fast, huh?
You know he's showing up here with the horse.
Maybe he just got the good. Y'all don't know. He just got the good. I'm automatically
with U-cart. The next thing you know, he's showing up with U-cart.
Oh, that's a good one.
Shit loaded in it.
All right, let's start with Talon on this one. What is the biggest mistake your character has ever made?
I know.
Austin's like, huh? There's so many.
But all the chaos potion stuff ended up turning out okay. So, all the chaos stuff pretty much turned out okay. I would almost say touching the... Oh, wait, say the question again.
What is the biggest mistake your character has ever made?
Killing the kid orc in the camp, because... We went in there thinking that they were all adults, but one of them, I don't know, I got an opportunity attack on it, turned around, hit it, killed it. Colin told us it was a kid. So.
And in next session, you'll find out that Tusk had a kid brother at one point, but she hasn't seen him in forever.
I don't know. Never see him again.
Tez, what about you? What's the biggest mistake Tez has ever made?
Not wearing gloves.
Fair point. Oh, I like that. That's such an easy but yet accurate answer.
This one I do want to know for Thorn, too.
The biggest mistake he's ever made?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
It can be from your backstory. Like, it can be something new you just make up right now.
See, you're going to think this is a cop-out, Austin, but Thorn really...
doesn't make mistakes.
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily that he doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't consider anything that he's done in the past. Like, he doesn't regret doing anything, so he wouldn't consider them mistakes.
What about following that drow, Utan, after...
And then getting netted?
Yep.
No, because he still learned something from that.
Okay. That's right.
I mean, everything that Thorn does... is a learning experience to move forward. So
and I know that people that listen are going to say Awesome. Hey, Talon, didn't you start the whole Demon Apocalypse?
Yep.
Yep. That was also another, that's an honorable mention. If Talon could take one thing back, it would be killing that kid, I think.
Let's see. I mean, this one's going to be easy because it's going to be kind of based off of probably the last question. So we'll start with Talon. If your character could go back in time and change one thing about their life, what would it be? Not taking that opportunity attack?
Nope. It would not separate from Baylan.
All right. Man, your life would have turned out way different.
I wouldn't even been on the islands, probably. Well,
no, you would have.
Until a lot later.
I mean, Baylan spent quite a bit of time on the islands.
Hey, that's fucked up.
What?
He didn't ever come looking for me?
No, I'm sure he did.
I mean, he also doesn't know.
Austin.
Yeah.
How many times in your life do you have to go dumpster dive after you throw something away? Like, you know?
Oh.
He got rid of the baggage. Why would he jump back and go for
it? That's so fucked up.
Fair point.
So, Tez, if your character could go back in time and change one thing about their life, what would it be?
Picking a different inn to stay the night in and hope for the best?
That sounds like a waste of your trip back in time. You can change anything. You're just going to hope for the best.
Like never meeting the current group that he's part of?
Yeah. No. The end where everything in my past went down.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that wasn't an inn. That was your guys' HQ.
Yeah, that was like our HQ area or whatever.
Because you guys were an established adventuring party in the Cairns.
It was also an HQ area. It was kind of like an HQ house thing that we had. Yeah, I would try to not be there and see if that changes enough to change it up. See what happens.
All right. I will change this up just slightly, and I'll say if Abraham could go back in time and change one thing in his entire existence, he would have turned Roy earlier.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, there are reasons for that, but yeah, no. Roy's been absolutely 100% loyal, and he's turned out to be of very, very significant usefulness. Asset. Yeah, he's become a great asset to Abraham, and he would have turned Roy a lot sooner. So. Bam. How's that one, Devin?
I'm not crying. You're crying.
Yeah. Whatever.
Cutting onions.
I got shit in my eyes.
Why are we cutting onions in here?
Let's see. Ugh. That one's tough. Yeah, fuck. I'm going to ask it anyway. Talon. Yeah, well, let's start with Tez. Tez, does your character regret any particular choice the party has made?
Being shitty to Tannen. There we go.
All right. Talon, what about you? Does your character regret any particular choice the party has made?
Trying to be heroes and
party
tower.
No, I don't think he regrets that.
Letting Atticus die.
Yeah.
Really wasn't a whole lot he could have done about that.
Let me tell you.
That devil had it out for the healer.
You could have been a better healer.
No, see, that's the thing. It is letting that. Well, there's nothing we could do, really, like, to bring him back, but right after you went down. It was either This was the Tez thing I was thinking of when you played the black card. I could have got the Tez and brung him back up, but I didn't. I didn't get to him. I basically forgot in the middle of it and took an attack instead of using healing word to bring him up.
It was like, I could save you right now. It's like, oh, but I forgot. My bad.
Yeah, it really did. And I felt real bad after it until you played black card. And then I was like, all right, it's fine. So I never said anything. But if it would have been for Atticus, it would have crushed me that I didn't help you. I forgot about that. But I can't think of...
What about the massive infighting when you guys were fighting the fucking demon out in the middle of a field? And then the whole party decided to turn on each other.
but that wasn't a party decision because the party was still split. You know what I mean?
I mean, choices were made.
Yeah, I do. I guess I regret that then. That's what I can think of at the moment. Trying to think of something else. No? Yeah, I would say that's it. That's the biggest regret that's the one thing that I wasn't cool with is now that, yeah, that's it. That's all. The fighting when we fought the snake chick.
Yep. All right. This one's a good one. Tez.
Yes.
What is your character's greatest fear? Either a deep-seated fear or an irrational one?
Two-part fear here. Part one, the pixies win. That's a big fear. Damn bastards can't win. The biggest fear, though, is probably losing to his right hand. Or his right hand.
Wasn't it your left hand?
Left hand, yeah, sure. Either one. Yeah, it was left hand. Devil's play thing.
Yeah.
Idle hands, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, left hand. So coming to his left hand.
All right. There we go. Talon, what about you? Biggest fear?
I think I've answered it on the podcast before. Losing the people he cares about was his biggest fear. But I think going along with that is being alone.
All right.
Those two things. And I don't mean like being by himself or something like that. I mean like literally he has nobody to go to and or anything like that. That's what his biggest fear is.
All right. Let's see. Next. This one. Talon, what person does your character admire the most?
His brother.
Okay.
Big brother looks up to him. All that. I mean, yeah, Arthur. And, hang on, I have something profound. I just gotta figure out how to word it. I think he admires, just speaking on the dead, he admires, Iroh's values and Atticus's honesty, and I think Karnar's drive, when he was focused on something, that was what he was doing,
right?
So just a little homage to them. I think you can admire a lot of people, and I think that's who that kind of what builds you,
right? No, I agree with that. So. Tez, what about Tez? What person does Tez admire the most?
I can tell you who he admires the most. Granted, have not seen them in a minute.
Is it the Tabaxi?
No, it's the elf. The elf girl.
Oh, okay.
I can't think of her name off the top of my head right now, which I can tell you if you give me 2 seconds. Looking it up.
I'm going to ask this one for Thorn, too. So you can be thinking.
Nibara. There you go.
Oh, yeah, Nibara. Yeah. All right.
Now, Webby, if you're going to answer this, remember Donnie might listen.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Donnie doesn't listen to these.
He does sometimes. He listens to some of them, depending on what the
topic is.
Mm-hmm.
What was the question? What person does my character most admire? Honestly, I'd have to say probably it's a tie, honestly, between two people for two very different reasons. He admires Gambit for his determination and his drive to be better. And he admires his, I'll put in air quotes, his boss.
Mm-hmm.
For accomplishing all that they have.
And Rocky Balboa.
So, yeah. That would be Thorne's two things. I'm really surprised you didn't ask me about Thorne's biggest fear. We've moved on though.
Well, that's
too late.
That wasn't the question. Though.
Randomly,
You guys. I asked you guys what your character's greatest fear was.
Our fear was earlier.
Also,
right.
Austin, how
inconspicuously placed cheese.
How blown away would you be, or would Talon be, if he found out Arthur was like a level 18 paladin?
He was a what?
That he's like a level 18 paladin?
I mean, I wouldn't be too thrown off. I just figure he just lost it. like his class stats are probably still up there, but his physical stats probably have deteriorated over the...
Well, I don't know. Now that you've given him that cure that Ondis gave you,
that's true.
He's kind of been a bit more spry.
That's true. I have no idea. I haven't seen him since that, have I? Yeah, I haven't seen him since I gave him that.
No, not really.
I mean, in passing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
you're gonna go visit Arthur one day, and he's just gonna be in his house doing push-ups and pull-ups. He's like, yeah, I'm a level 18 paladin. I multi-class into barbarian. just so you know. This is a good one. 31. We'll start with Tez. Tez, what stereotypical group role does your character play in the party? Example being the mom, the mess, the comic relief, etc.
Ooh. I don't know. I kind of feel like it's a mix between the comic relief and the mom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that, yeah. Talon, what about you?
The other half of the comic relief and the moral compass.
Okay.
I don't know. You guys tell me if I'm a moral compass. I don't fucking know. I think so. That's the best way of putting it. I try to be the moral compass.
You know what? Can't get mad at that.
But who? If it wasn't
teach that.
If it wasn't Talon though, who would the moral compass be? Tannen? Iroh?
Yeah, that would fall back on to Tez, probably.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd trust any of the other people with moral compass on that one. They do not get the moral compass tag.
I will say this. Tez is, alignment-wise, Tez may be the most appropriate for the moral compass.
Fair.
Because he's true.
Yeah.
I will answer this question for Abraham. He is the stern hand and the iron fist.
The stern hand. Okay.
The real question is this.
Any questions?
The real question is this. Is his hand stern because he has an iron fist?
No, it's one hand is stern. That's for the slapping. And then the other hand's the iron fist.
Inside of an iron fist. Because if your hand is stern, you can't really make a fist.
No. His left hand is the stern hand. That's his pimp hand. His strong hand. Okay? That's the one he does all the slapping with. His right hand is the iron fist. That's the one he brings down for judgment.
Every time Abraham walks in the room, I'm just going to match his left hand like rigid straight out.
Yes, and his right hand is a fist, and he does the robot every time he enters the room.
That's how does he answer phones?
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
And when he makes phone calls to Roy, man, he has a ghoul holding that phone up to his ear. You think he's gonna touch that phone? Phones are riddled with the germs and disease.
The iron fist.
Incorrect. 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 You could be a carrier. Okay. And you could spread it to your food, and that's disgusting.
You're old as shit. I'm sure you're carrying a lot of things.
He's still carrying the Black Plague around.
Probably, and it's all Gerard's fault.
That is absolutely true.
The iron fist is for when the stern hand's not strong enough.
That's right. Oh, man. All right. Okay. This is a good one. This might be a hard one. We'll start with Talon. Talon, what would your character's theme song / favorite band or favorite genre of music be?
This one is hard.
It is a three-part question. Let's start with genre of music.
I mean, I feel like a lot of the times Talon's just me. So, I don't know. Lil Pump. Lil Uzi.
Oh, God. All right.
Kodak Black.
You're losing me.
I think Talon, like, probably not necessarily gangster rap, but like hip hop, like Nelly and stuff like that, like mainstream hip hop.
Okay.
And he might dabble into some pop and stuff like that too. You know, he's a pop culture guy, I would say.
All right. So what would his favorite band be? Or artist, I suppose.
Nelly. Nelly's perfect.
All right. And what would your theme song be?
Welcome to the jungle.
So your theme song would be Welcome to the Jungle, which is shares no genre. It does not share a common trait with your genre or your favorite artist.
Right.
Gotcha. All right.
I'm going to actually think on this more. That's not my final answer, but it might be my answer we go with.
All right. God damn it. Tez
is kind of also kind of like me, so he's kind of all over the place for terms of music. But I think in just Tez in his everyday natural habit, like if I had to imagine like what music he's playing in the background, like very lightly while Tez is doing what he's doing, I would probably say it'd be like some lo-fi jazz or hip hop, like just some real lo-fi, just kind of like beats, nothing really like lyrical.
Okay.
In the background as he's doing his stuff. His favorite band though would probably be Pantera.
Nice. All right.
His theme song would be ZZ Top Tush.
All right. God damn it. Nice. I love these answers.
I'm changing mine.
Okay.
My talent theme song will be Master P's Make Them Say Uh.
No. It's Master P, I Miss My Homies.
Man, I'm, no, it's Lil Wayne, Damn, I Miss My Dog. Yeah.
No, it's I Miss My Homies, hands up.
Or is it,
I know none of these songs.
I'll be missing
you. I'm about to post I Miss My Homies in that shit.
Man, okay. Let's see.
Thinking of the day when you went away, now the light to take off, bonds to break.
Oh, okay.
Sing you, Ira.
We're gonna love do this you, one next. Oh, this is going to be a back-to-back, 38 and 39. All right. Talon.
Mm.
Keep in mind this is not plural.
You keep that in mind.
What treasure, item, or artifact that your character has collected during the adventure is most important to them?
Should really get out of my character sheet, right? Oh. The bracer.
Okay.
No, that's it.
Tez, what about you?
You want the meta answer, or you want the actual answer, or you want both?
Both.
The meta answer is Atticus's staff, so I don't have to have healing spells on my list anymore. the actual answer is probably
now. What if you run out of healing spells on the staff?
Well, I have healing like paladins do at range naturally, and then the staff will let me supplement that as well. So I don't need it on my list, but right now I have it on my list so I can cast it quickly.
All right. I believe both your staves require attunement.
Which is fine. I only have two items.
Yeah, Stana says the other one right. Unless no, did he give that? Who did he give that to? That was the big ass fucking thing.
What?
I was thinking of the devil's weapon, but
oh no. Now we talked about all that stuff at the end of the last episode after you left.
Yeah, but then Tez's favorite item would probably be his bag of tricks.
All right.
His most iconic item.
All right.
He throws animals in people's faces.
Now, this next question kind of goes with this. Is there any particular weapon, item, etc. that your character longs to find? We'll start with Talon.
That's easy for me. Actually, I don't know if Talon knows about the rest of the swords.
Wouldn't Talon know how many there were?
I don't remember. He only knew about the one that his dad had.
Then how would he know when he has them?
Oh.
What they do.
He doesn't know how many there are.
Hmm. Okay.
Because he found Ashen Wind just... Or what was it? Yeah, Ashen Wind. He found that at the orc camp. And it just looked like his dad's sword. So
right.
He got it. And then he found the other scimitar. He found the wildfire in the dragon cave, which I'm guessing that if he figured out that the Ashen Wind could be melded with wildfire, and then he found another sword. He assumes there's more swords like that out there, but he doesn't know that. Because, like, out of character, I know that how many swords there are. But in character, I don't know if he knows.
Right. All right.
So, but that doesn't answer your question, does it?
No, yeah. Not anymore. You talked yourself out of the answer to that question.
Yeah. Other than that, nah, he doesn't give a shit. Oh, yeah. there is one thing that he's missing that he wished he could get.
What?
He wished he could get the magic lamp back. Because he had one more wish on it, and he never used it.
All right. Fair. Well, I'm going to write that down.
But that's still just the back of his head kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
He's like, damn, I fucking lost that wish. That would be nice right now.
Tez, is there any particular weapon, item, or et cetera that your character longs to find?
Well, one is one I would actually really like to have, but that's just me for a fun, I guess, because I have a fun way of using it. It would be the bowl of commanding water elementals. Because then you could summon a water elemental and then cast planar binding and bind it to you. So every day you could have a binded water elemental.
But don't those fight you when they come? Like, are they?
That's why cool you prep you when you summon it. You summon it as you played commanding, as if you did summon elemental. It's treated that way. So as long as you don't completely, I don't believe, botch, like, you would summon a wood, like, it's just like it's a summoning spell, so they should attack you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a percent chance that it will.
There's a very small percent chance, but right. I think depending on what level you cast it at, and what elemental you summon, there's a higher percentage chance. Like, if you summon, like, a huge elemental, or, like, an elemental, then it could... It may be like, fuck you.
It might be.
Yeah. Then you can planar bind it, and then once a day you have a binded water elemental to yourself.
Mm.
Yay!
Nice.
Right on, frost mages from WoW.
Yes.
Atticus isn't longing for like a cure for his arm or anything.
Atticus? No, Atticus is dead.
He's Tez.
Devin's like, way to bring up that old wound, Austin. Thanks. Why do you keep bringing this shit up?
When you were on your call, I called this thing Tavern Talk at the very beginning. So I'm just all over the place right now.
Yep. Seems like it, sir.
Ooh, no, I'm not going to ask that. That could cause infighting. I have no idea what those even words are. Oh, we'll do this one now that, Austin, you mentioned what item you were looking for. If your character was granted a single use of wish, what would they use it for?
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Tez.
You said of wish?
Yeah. Single use of the wish spell.
Can I wish for more wishes? No, okay.
You can certainly try. There are negative consequences.
I know you can undo a recent event. How recent is recent?
I don't know. I'd have to look at the spell.
Well, I know you can undo a recent event. If I'm allowed, I would undo Talon fucking up the Earth with the portal.
That would probably be too far back.
You're probably right.
I think when they say, like, you can undo a recent event, they're talking probably within the last 24 hours or so.
Okay.
You can probably try to undo that, but...
Yeah, but, I mean, the further back you go, it might... come out badly.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know, like, I don't have any, like, wish, I don't have anything I would use it on, like, right off the top of my head, like, right now. I mean, because I don't think a greater restoration spell would work on my arm.
No, you for sure would have already had somebody try that.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, like, it's...
I mean, technically, a wish spell is far superior to a greater restoration spell.
You're right.
You're right.
I mean, there are curses and things in this world that only the wish spell can remove.
You know what? You know what? This is what I wish for if I possibly could, right? I would wish for all the benefits, the full benefits of my arm with none of the drawbacks. It would probably blow up in my face, but I wish for it.
Okay.
That's what you do as a player.
All right. Talon, what about you?
Honestly, I have no clue. I don't know why I even put that plant back. I don't have no clue what I would wish for. Yeah. It would probably just be depending on what's going on. Like, if he got it, like, right at the moment, like, right now, what would he wish for?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I don't know how the last episode ended.
True statement.
Can't answer that. I mean, but I would assume it would have something to do with... Oh, I mean... We've already got everything pretty much for the thing, except the motes, right?
Yep. The three motes.
I think, honestly, if you got it right now, like, if you got it, he'd probably just wish for those motes.
That would probably be the best use of a wish spell right now for you guys.
If not just wishing for the rift to be closed, but it seemed... No, I know what he would do. He would wait till after you fought the demon. If you didn't get the motes, he would wish for his party members back. If we did get them...
But what if what if you're the first person to die?
Well, I'm assuming Astonis is going to get the lamp. but yeah, Talon wouldn't take the chances, so yeah, Talon would wish for the most. Me, I would want to take the chance on fighting the demon. If we beat the demon, close the rift via the ritual, and then send all the demons and devils back with a wish. That would be my plan. But
my comedy answer to this question is I would wish to have Ross roll any of my roles that deal with taming an animal.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No. Ross is not allowed to tame anything else. The thing is nature is not even one of his best stats. He just rolls really well.
I know.
All right, here's a good one. Time is it? Got time for a couple more? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Some of these are harder than I thought they were going to be.
Talon, what is your character's biggest pet peeve?
God damn it. I don't know. Come back to me.
Okay, Tez, what is Tez's biggest pet peeve?
Biggest pet peeve is infighting.
Hmm.
Okay. You're in the wrong group. Although I think right now the group is pretty much I think you're going to move forward with a very lack of infighting, I feel. Now.
I'm the mom now.
Yeah, Tess is going to put her foot down.
You damn straight. I still love that how so weird Shaw didn't know how to deal with him.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it's not beyond these really powerful NPCs to just become dumbfounded by the PCs, okay? That's all I gotta say.
I just love that. I love that was a thing that happened. Like, it was like, I don't know.
Oh, Austin, you missed that part of last episode.
What?
Tez pulled Shaw aside and had a one-on-one conversation with him and legitimately got advice from him. Like, and Shaw, he did not treat Tez like...
My biggest pet peeves is when the party mixes it up with the enemy.
To be fair, I did all this after I sold him out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then told him to his face that I sold him out.
Yeah.
If you didn't, if you technically didn't give him anything, I say you're good.
I mean, I'm an equal opportunity party person. I did give him something in return slightly for selling him out. I gave him information in return, but on the same hand, it was really fun.
And then you nonchalantly sold out Sean at the end of the episode without verbally selling out Sean.
You double sold him out. That's okay.
It's really fucked up.
About it the second time.
So yeah, Talon, do you have a pet peeve? Or is that really Talon's?
No. Talon's is, if the party went fucking right behind his back and was like making moves with the enemy, yeah, that would be pissed off. But I don't think that's a pet peeve. I think that's betrayal.
Good point.
His biggest
betrayal. Yeah. I think that's everybody's pet peeve.
his biggest pet peeve is not being taken seriously when he wants to be taken serious. Because I know how Talon is. Talon knows how he is. He's fucking a dumbass. He's crazy. Like, stupid.
Yeah.
Who said it?
But
I love sometimes how he agreed so quickly. Like, yeah.
Yeah. But sometimes I don't feel like he gets the his pet peeve that he gets mad about not being taken serious when he thinks he has real ideas, which they still might be just dumb. So who knows?
All right. I mean, that's a valid pet peeve. Now, Talon, how does your character feel about receiving or giving orders? Are they more of a leader or a follower?
I'd say they're not good at either. Like, he's not good at either one. He's good at doing what he thinks is right, but that he's not a good leader because I feel like he's too rash and too black and white. And he's not a good follower because, he doesn't like to listen.
Okay.
But I think he would be better as a...
As a what?
I think he would be more useful as a follower.
All right. Tez, what about you? How does your character feel about receiving or giving orders? And are they more of a leader or a follower?
He feels equally neutral, giving and receiving orders. And he just kind of considers himself a follower because it has his philosophy on life. He just kind of goes where the wind takes him. He just kind of goes with the flow.
All right.
He rarely tries to kind of grasp the flow and put it in his own direction. He will occasionally, but not really what he wants to do.
All right.
I'll say Talon will take orders. But he, unless they completely go against what he wants to do, you know what I mean? Like, he'll take orders to an extent. He'll take orders as long as he thinks it's for the greater good.
All right.
Won't kill no kids, so. I won't eat dog poop either.
It's very random, yet very specific.
Top three ninjas. Let's keep going.
Ooh. All right. Austin, who is your character's biggest rival?
Grena.
Really? All right.
At the moment. Like, oh, within the party or like...
No, just in general. Just who's your biggest rival?
Oh. Well, you know, rival's not like a doesn't have to be negative. That's why I was saying, Brenna, because they both let's go in here, fuck shit up, get the kill. But I don't know. Overall,
I mean, fair, because technically the a rival is just the person that you're competing with.
Yeah, but in like the more widely. I guess interpretation of the word Malcolm is his rival, Malcolm from Cairn.
Right.
Which yeah. he actually
it, does not, he does, does he still feel that Malcolm's a rival yeah, at this point?
Not really.
Malcolm busts tables at Marina's Inn.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Yeah, there, that's what I was thinking. Now I'd probably not. Whoever the Candace's boss. No, that's not. He doesn't have one other than Brenna in the other sense of the word.
Okay.
Like somebody that pushes you, because whether it be however she that she's his rival. All
right. Tez, what about you?
The damn Pixies.
Motherfucking Pixies every time.
Any bad answer, like any enemy answer, is gonna be Pixies for Dez. Fuck them Pixies.
There's only a couple more for me to even read through here. Oh, okay. Here's a good one. And this is the one we'll end on. So this will be the last question.
Oh.
In fact, before I ask this, do either of you, I'm going to give you one last chance. Do either of you want me to answer any of the previous questions for any of my characters or NPCs?
How do you feel about taking orders?
As Thorn?
Yeah.
As Abraham.
Abraham oh. Abraham doesn't take orders.
That's a card drop. Abraham far will not.
What if
Roy? Never mind.
Roy's just talking. Been like reverse psychologying yeah. fucking Abraham for the last 100 years.
Abraham's dominated by Roy now.
I mean, I will say Roy's the only person who has even persuaded Abraham to do something that Abraham was completely against by not killing Billy. Roy said, hey, he might be useful. Let's just bury him for X amount of years.
And then I unburied him earlier than intended.
True. All right. So as Thorn, being part of the organization that he's part of, he's used to taking orders and giving them. Also being his rank in that particular order. As far as the party he's traveling with, he had no intention of becoming any type of leader in this party, but he had to out of necessity.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the infighting, because of just mm-hmm. the sheer direction, just
listness.
Yeah,
is what you were gonna say.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out how to make that word a word.
Yeah.
So Thorn, he had to put his foot down, and he does bark orders now, and he's taken up that leadership role of the group.
I will say that I'm. And I have more fun now than we did before because you're there. But it was so much easier to DM. Like
once I joined?
No, after. Or before, I mean.
It was easier to DM before I joined?
Yeah, because oh. I could throw stuff. Like anything at them. Like I knew that they were gonna
They didn't have a thinker. All they had was Donnie. But they just
and Donnie's on his third fucking character now. Anytime Donnie puts thought into something, Austin kills him.
One time he died by accident. Another time he died by it just happened.
So okay, so explain to me how DMing for you was easier before I joined the party. Because now I feel bad.
No, because I already know what the answer is because. You're a thinker. Like you're able. Austin can't bullshit anymore. He has to actually like plan out encounters and plan stuff out. He can't just bullshit and throw stuff on the table. Because if he's not careful, you're gonna take advantage of it real quick.
And yeah, that is pretty much sums it up. And not only that, this goes with it, but more explaining. They didn't know how to play D&D. So, I mean, they knew enough to get by. They didn't know the rules. So it was
oh, okay.
No,
I get it.
They didn't know what to do in character. They were too focused on learning the rules, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So they were like, how do I do this in game instead of just saying, okay, I go to this place. So I knew that I could guide them easier than I can now. Right. Does that make sense?
It's yeah. Good. No, it kind of does.
It's nothing against them because, like, if you had never joined Webby, like, I'm glad that you did. But if you had never joined, we'd still be playing. Like, I've had so much fun playing with them. Like, so it's not anything bad to them. Like, if any of y'all listen, I love playing with y'all. It's not that. Y'all ain't stupid. It's just, it was easy.
No, if anybody's listening, what he's trying to say is he actually enjoyed it more before I joined.
He cut out. So good. Because I thought that was bad.
Didn't cut out on my end. That's all I gotta say. I was saying if any of them are listening to this, Donnie, because you're the only one who would, he actually enjoyed it more before I joined.
Oh, he did?
I'm saying that's what you're saying.
Oh. No, I didn't say that.
That's how I'm taking it.
Oh, don't. Don't do it.
I like to think, too, because, Devin, you're kind of right. Like, when Austin's, like, explaining stuff or going through in a fight, I'll be messaging him on Facebook saying, okay, well, this is the rule on that. This is how that works, blah, blah, blah. I like to think, like, the second he says roll initiative, he just, like, mutes me on Facebook so he doesn't have to hear his phone buzzing constantly.
I'm going to tell you it's very hard.
It's like, Austin, I know what kind of demon we're fighting. That bitch does not throw fireballs. What are you doing?
I've been giving people stuff, but y'all don't know that. I don't care. Fucking, I'm a DM, motherfucker.
Yeah, that is the perk. That is a perk of the DM. That's why anytime somebody asks me, how can you do this? It's DM magic. I'm allowed to do whatever the fuck I want.
Let's be fucking straight up, Webby. Y'all are so overpowered, it doesn't matter. I threw a CR-17 at them, and they beat it within four rounds.
Was that the forearm chick?
What forearm chick?
Or whatever.
People are in the group.
Was that the was that the big demon that we fought before we went to the Feywild? The CR-17?
Oh, no, she was a high CR, and who but was you the- all did.
Who was the CR-17?
I know that two of them at the ones you all fought that were up in the air.
Because I'll have you know, against that chick demon before we went to the Feywild, I did almost nothing that whole fight.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what I'm saying. And Devin, you asked how many there were. There's at the moment, there's five players, but each of them have something. Like, Webby has a bear. My brother has a hellhound. I don't know. Everybody pretty much has...
Donnie has an owl that can't last for more than a round.
Yeah, but that's not something that I gave him.
Right.
Like, he has some stuff that... Like, he has a thing that... his swords, his blade-seeking swords add to his... saving throw.
Right.
And they don't normally.
All right.
Yeah. I overpowered him. It's my fault that I can't fucking fight him. But.
No, you do very well. I will say that. Like I had that conversation with you the other day. It's like, you have had me worried a few separate times.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's not very often that I, as a player, get worried about any type of encounter. Generally, I keep my characters pretty on par with being able to keep up with stuff or survive if they have to. But yeah, no, you've caught me. All right, any other questions for me as far as any of my characters? Abraham is a leader. He does not take orders. That's final.
Okay.
Devin's like, okay, if you say so. Who would he take orders from, Devin?
Kane.
I mean,
I honestly don't even know how he'd react if he met Kane. I haven't actually put thought into that.
He just thumps him on the forehead. You're shit dead. Walks away.
Yeah, I mean, he might.
You shitty at your job.
And then Kane would just flick his finger, and fucking Abraham would just ash instantly. Like,
or on the other side, he's just like, you right.
Yeah,
you're right.
No, see, if Abraham ever had the opportunity to meet Kane, he'd for sure bring Roy. He'd be like, Roy, you talk to him. You explain to him what he's done wrong. You make him feel bad about his unlife choices.
And what if I did? What if I did, though? He was just like, you know what? You're right.
Roy, you get a promotion.
What if Kane was like, you know what? You're right. I quit. I figured out a way to do it. I passed my curse on to you. I want to die now.
There, you would be the new Kane.
He passes Kane curse on to me, and then he just dies. And I'm like, well, Roy's unplayable, not Webby, because you just fucking...
Yeah.
No, unplayable not Kane. True. There is... I have thought that far ahead. There is a way that Kane can essentially pass his powers on to other people. It is a ritual, and Abraham would ash you before you had the chance.
Rude.
That would probably be the only time in a very long time Abraham would shed a blood tear for anything.
Why would he ash you before that happened?
Because then you'd have more power than Abraham.
That's rude, though. Come on.
That's how it is.
I thought this was a promote from within company.
Yes, but you are not getting promoted to above CEO.
What if you hit him right and you hit them both at the right time?
What if we share? What if we share? We're equals.
He would be okay with that.
Okay.
Of anybody, he would probably be okay with Roy or Flynn even.
Or
Ward.
Max, he would not be okay with Max having that kind of power.
He'd be okay with Ward having that kind of power, because I think Ward is fuck off. He would just be in the woods by himself.
Yeah, Ward would do what Kane does. He would literally just wander off and just be alone.
Max doesn't want Max to have those kind of power.
All right, so with no other questions for any of my NPCs or PCs, moving on before Austin realizes he didn't ask about Thorin's biggest fear.
I'll just get
Talon. Good luck getting me to answer that, because Thorin has a legit fear. He has two.
I think you've told me before.
And he literally, and he, other than that, he mouths off to demons who could squash him. Like, he does. He's not afraid of things.
He's not afraid of things.
No, like, he would stand toe-to-toe with a dragon if he had to. Like,
yeah.
You know, he's just, I'm, like, when I told you I built Thorn, itty-bitty body, real big fucking mouth. Like, all right, we're going to start with Tez on this one. Tez, what advice would your character give to a younger version of yourself?
Ooh. You're going to make a lot of mistakes. You're going to do a lot of good. Don't let the mistakes get to your head. Well, don't let the mistakes, don't take them to heart. Learn from them. Don't let the good things go to your head. And wear gloves.
Wear gloves. All right. Talon, what advice would your character give to a younger version of themselves?
Take a second to stop, think before you touch shit.
Good advice.
And that includes people.
Oh, yes. And that's bad that Talon has to include that with people.
Yeah.
Take a second and think before you just touch people. That was the one that I wanted to end on, because that I think that'd be a good one.
Yeah, that's a good ender.
So, Austin, where can people find you on the interwebs?
You guys can find me on the internet, or you want to find me, I'm at CDIP300.
And
fucking a horse.
Well, I did not mention a horse at all this whole episode. You brought it up. Devin, where can people find you on the internet?
You guys can find me at DMP_Pookie on Twitter and at Twitch at Pook Killed Me, and on eBay at Sand in My Pants.
God damn
you
it.
Can find me on eBay at New and Used Tupperware. 1477.
God damn it. From
1477. Damn,
that's a weird price. It's got a bid. It was $10. People started bidding on it. It got 1477. And one person came in with 3 pennies.
Okay. And as always, guys, you guys can follow me on Twitter at Jax Forestwalker, all one word, on Twitch at DM Webby, on Instagram at Patrick.Webster52. I remembered. And on AOL at MC Webby. Can't touch this. Well, that's all. And again, check out the link below for our contest. And that ends the 23rd, and our live stream is on the 30th, starting at noon Eastern, going till midnight Eastern time. And as always, everybody, until next time, fuck Booster Gold.
Fuck Booster Gold.
Da 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 da. Can't touch this.
Do we talk during the outro?
Everybody does anyway, so that's kind of become a thing.
I was the holdout for the longest time.
Yep. Good episode, guys.
Are we doing the recording?
I'm doing the outro music right now.